Film Buff's Guide to the Movies. Whatever your taste in films, National Geographic Entertainment has something for everyone.
Bored with predictable Hollywood blockbusters with sugary sweet endings and little more substance than they met, they fell in love, they lived happily ever after? Then look out for Nat Geo movies. From moving personal accounts of life in remote countries to exhilarating documentaries on extraordinary prehistoric creatures, you're bound to find what you're looking for. Here are just some of the latest films available to general audiences and film buffs. Life in a Day is an Oscar-winning film by director Kevin MacDonald in partnership with Ridley Scott's film company, Scott Free UK, and YouTube. When YouTube contributors were asked to submit film footage of their lives on July 24, 2010, the project's organisers were inundated with over 80,000 videos, making up over 4,500 hours of deeply personal, powerful moments shot by contributors worldwide. MacDonald and his team sifted through these videos and pasted them together to create a remarkable feature-length film. The film shows with beauty, humour and joyful honesty what it's like to be alive on Earth today. The First Grader is a heartwarming and inspiring true story of one man's battle to gain the education he had been so long denied. Set in a small, remote mountaintop primary school in the Kenyan bush, the film unravels the story of Maruga, Oliver Letondo, an old Mau Mau veteran in his 80s, desperate to learn to read and write. Maruga's application, while receiving the support of head teacher Jane Obinchu, Naomi Harris, faces fierce opposition from parents who don't want to see a place in the school wasted on such an old man. The First Grader is for viewers aged 13 and over. Flying Monsters 3D, with Sir David Attenborough, is a groundbreaking film that uses cutting-edge 3D filming technology to bring the story of giant flying monsters and their prehistoric world to life. Around 220 million years ago, dinosaurs were dominant on Earth. Control of the skies, however, fell to another group of reptiles, the pterosaurs. The story of how and why these incredible creatures managed to defy gravity and take to the air seems to be more fantastical than fiction. If you're a fan of state-of-the-art films, then Flying Monsters is for you. Thanks to 3D CGI, computer-generated imagery, these spectacular creatures are recreated, and we are invited into their world. Hailed by reviewers as the future of concert films and an explosive all-access U2 concert pass, U2 3D sets out to capture the relationship between the band members of pop supergroup U2. The film, which was shot in South America during U2's Vertigo tour there, was made using the largest collection of 3D camera technology ever used on one project. The result is electrifying. Viewers find themselves immersed in the ecstatic world of a live U2 stadium concert. Desert Flower is the heart-rending tale of Waris Dairy, Leah Kabede, who at the tender age of 13 fled her family's nomadic camp in the Somalian desert. The daring teenager wanted to avoid being married off as fourth wife to a man old enough to be her grandfather. Having made her way through the desert, she manages to track down relatives in Mogadishu, the Somali capital. They arrange work for her as a servant in the Somali embassy in London. She attracts the attention of Terry Donaldson, the famous fashion photographer. He opens the doors to a completely different world, and Dairy soon becomes a well-known fashion model. Admittedly, it all sounds like a too-good-to-be-true Cinderella story. But Diary's life is based on the true story of a supermodel who made her way from the deserts of Somalia to the famous catwalks in the world.